Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and welcome to this week's Keys to the Game. Week 10 brings the Bears up to Lambeau Field to take on the Packers. And we'll try and break it down for you here from the Chicago Bears Network Studios. Let's start with the offense, and it's all about efficiency. Entering Week 4 against Green Bay, the Bears prepared for the NFL's 30th-ranked run defense, allowing 156 yards a game. Despite a loss to the Packers, the Bears ran for 235 yards against Green Bay. Entering Week 10, the Packers are now 32nd against the run, allowing 153.5 yards per game on 32.1 rushing attempts per game. Once again, it would appear to make sense to make the run a big component of this week's Bears game plan. The idea will always be to keep Aaron Rodgers off the field as much as possible. Controlling the momentum of the game, the tempo, the scoreboard, and the clock are key to giving the Bears a chance to compete offensively with the Packers. Avoiding long fields, but conquering the task if necessary, also factors into this game and for the second half of the season. The Bears have scored only 31 points outside the red zone this season. That's tied for 29th in the NFL. Getting more completions to the wide receivers will open up the field, and that too will likely be an emphasis against the Packers. Green Bay with 15 takeaways and 55 points off those takeaways, top 10 totals that need to be taken quite seriously on Sunday. Defensively, I'm looking to the Bears to play smart. Green Bay, one of only 10 teams in the league, averaging less than 100 yards rushing per game, but they've averaged 97.5 on only 24.3 attempts per game. That's 26th, just ahead of the Bears, who are 27th. However, Green Bay averages better than 4 yards a carry and better than 4.3 yards a carry on first down, so they're staying on schedule for Aaron Rodgers to play action defenses to death. We know he's great on the move and picking up first downs with his feet. He buys time, and that time often ends in excruciatingly aggravating results. In the Week 4 meeting, the Bears were without Jeremiah Ratliff, Shea McClellan, and Jared Allen. That trio, plus the return of Kyle Fuller, Lance Briggs, and John Bostic, will be counted on to be difference makers against Rodgers. Defensive backs must play to the whistle and avoid mistakes, two areas Rodgers challenges the defense. Make a mental error against Rodgers, and it usually means a touchdown. More evidence of that, he's third in the NFL, averaging 8.22 yards per pass play. And those of you who want to blitz Rodgers, be mindful of this stat line. He's number one in quarterback rating against the blitz at 130.7 with 8 touchdowns and 1 interception. With special teams, it really comes down to field position. Green Bay does a fantastic job preying on mistakes made by their opponents. And when it comes to special teams, the Bears must play discipline. At the bye, they piled up the 4th most penalty yards on special teams with 112. Those penalties erode field position and take away a good starting point for the offense, or gives Rodgers and the Packers offense an enviable drive start, typically leading the points. It's an extremely important key to this game. On to our intangibles, and meeting number 190 between the Bears and Packers opens the second half of the season at a crucial tipping point for the Bears. The matchup is only the second division game of the first 10 weeks of the season and 1-5 left on the schedule. To make a run and start to repair the damage of the first half of the season, a win in Green Bay would be the reset the Bears need so badly. Playing the game that way with a reckless abandon will tell us a lot about where this team's focus and collective resolve is after the week off. The unique aspect of this matchup is both teams coming off the bye. With all the self-scouting teams go through, tendencies are revealed and therefore adjusted. Both teams will anticipate changes and tweaks and unscouted looks. Who wins the details may ultimately win this game. That's going to wrap it up for this week's Keys to the Game. Be sure to join Tom Thayer, myself, and the entire news crew from WBBM, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM for the 4:30 pregame and the 7:30 kickoff at Lambeau Field. Thanks again for watching here on ChicagoBears.com.
Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.